And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm switching gears on the Triple Dipper, although I will say, I gotta look back at the text line real quick, because Jeff from Indiana just texted in. He says, Phil, you need to start using the correct description of the Biden administration from now on and refer to them as the Biden cacistocracy. The Biden cacistocracy. If you're not familiar, cacistocracy is an actual real world, a real word. K-A-K-I-S-T-R-O-C-R-A-C-Y, I believe. Cacistocracy. It means a government run by the least competent of its citizens. I don't know who coined that word or why it's so cumbersome, but yeah, cacistocracy. There's that. What else have I got in there that I need to get to real quick? New one from Brandy from Athens says, Boomer, my bracket is showing 0 points. What did I do wrong? Okay, the instructions are tell
them. Instructions are up on our website now. So if you have 0 points right now, that means you have entered our bracket, but now you have to make your picks. And it shows you how to make your picks on our website now. Just go and click the instructions at the top of the site.
All right, perfect.
Easy.
For those who have not been dialed in on this, we have a Right Side Ruffian NCAA March Madness Tournament bracket. All you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and go right there at the top of any page on the website, and there's a spot where it says, March Madness, join our Ruffian bracket. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but just in case you need more, Boomer has taken the extra steps to put an instruction page together that literally walks you through it. So yeah, get her done. We'd love to have you. All right, number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Spend It Like You Got It. Well, they're down in Montgomery right now, and they have never had this much money, ever. Lord, when I got down there in 2010, we were in a budget deficit. We had multiple years of prorated budgets because Democrats kept throwing money out there that they couldn't sustain. It was unreal. We had to borrow from the trust fund, and just, you know, it was kind of a mess. We did what we could to put a reserve account in place for education, but we didn't even have enough to pay all the bills for the general fund. And so they're sitting right now. They are so fat. There are members of the legislature down there right now who have no idea what it's like to be an appropriator, a legislator, in lean times because they are so fat right now. Well, when I say fat, what I mean is they got two tranches of money they didn't even expect. They've got $1 billion, it's a little over a billion actually, in ARPA money. That's the American Rescue Plan Act. That's the money that's been given to the states by the federal government that has to be spent to help offset things you incurred because of the pandemic, which is really just fat money. All that is just throwing it out there. It's just big fat money. Here you go. And I mean, they have developed a trough for that. We're going to talk about that in more detail. But the other thing is, The state actually has developed a $2.7 billion surplus in the education budget. That's a ton of money, y'all. A ton. And right now, they can't even decide how or if they're going to give any tax relief to the citizens of the state. Governor Ivey goes, well, we think we might send people $400. Wow. Not trying to be ungrateful or anything, but wow. That's about as lame as I've ever heard. You've got a $2.7 billion surplus in the education budget, $1 billion in extra ARPA money, and I get it. We're in hard times. All the more reason to do something more meaningful. Believe it or not, it's Democrats that are proposing some of the better tax relief right now. Democrats are proposing abolishment of the grocery tax. If you're not familiar, Alabama is one of the only states in the nation that taxes groceries. Why do we do that? Well, it brings in half a billion dollars in revenue. And so, yeah, and it goes to the education budget. So, yeah, the teachers union has kept that under lock and key for a while. But then on top of that, you look at it, and the Democrats are actually proposing, and I need to get Anthony Daniels from Huntsville on here sometime soon, actually proposing to reduce the taxes on payroll for overtime so that it doesn't create a burden and you can put more people to work. It's just, we'll see. But right now, Democrats are doing more for tax relief than Republicans are. And I'm waiting to see how it's going to play out. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to be live with State Representative Ernie Yarbrough. So he's the only one of about, well, I take it back, he's one of only three that have voted no against this massive tranche of money being spent on what the governor wants. We'll talk to him about it and see where we're headed next. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.